Hello, Paloma Media podcast listeners. It's Nancy Rommelman coming to you from Chinatown, NYC on a Friday. I am going to read a little piece for you that published yesterday on palomamedia.com. If you guys are not going over there and checking out, you should. We've got some good stuff. But I'm going to mention I seem to have written a lot about Los Angeles this week, which kind of makes sense. Matt Welch, who's part of Paloma, he and I met in Los Angeles. He was raised outside of Los Angeles. I spent 18 years there. Seems to be seeping into our coverage, which I'm very happy about. And maybe, well, it's kind of coming to us, the stories, but it's also one degree here. So maybe I'm having some Los Angeles dreaming. We'll be there next month. So wave if you see us driving by. This piece is called Marty Roberts, 1932 to 2002. Let's meet at the Dresden, is what one or the other of us would say when we were back in L.A., the place we grew up and started careers and got married and had babies. Mom, when was the first time I went to the Dresden? My daughter asked last night. 14, I told her. Not to the lounge side with its Flintstones-like rock wall, but the restaurant. To eat a lunch of sand dabs and Cobb salad in a puffy high-back booth. We were at the time leaving L.A., and I felt it important that she see the Dresden, to see how it is always 1971 there. I could write forever and never finish telling you what happened in Los Angeles, because even when you are no longer there, you are there. Los Angeles has this trick she does. She colonizes a little part of you. You will be going through your day in Miami or Brooklyn or London, and all of a sudden, the mural of Elizabeth Taylor and James Dean in the 101 underpass east of Cahuenga is in your head. Or the painting on the Hollywood Flats bodega of the boy with the thought bubble. I'd like to eat some cereal. There is comfort in consistency. In Los Angeles is insinuation that we can forever be the people we were then. This will remain the case despite someone we all spent time with, who we saw each time we dipped back to Los Angeles, dying last week at the age of 89. We learned yesterday of Marty Robbins' death from friends, who texted and DM'd and tweeted, total legend. We read the LA Times obituary and learned that Marty was a massive Frank Sinatra fan, that he and Elaine met in 1970 when he was 38 and she's 16. I've since learned she might have lied about her age just a little bit. That they played the Dresden Room, Elaine on piano and flute, Marty on drums and stand-up bass, six nights a week for 40 years. They were a mainstay of our lives we lived at night, looking the same, singing the same songs. They outlasted many of our parents and in some cases were more reliable. We knew they'd be there when we showed up and in this way seemed immortal. I'd always hoped they were vampires, so goth with their dyed black hair and homemade matching black sequin polyester jumpsuits, said Jane Cantillon. Marty was the original lounge lizard who single-handedly brought back words like groovy and hepcat and grass, because since the 60s, he never stopped using them. A chanteuse herself, Jane and her husband, for 6 years, worked the Dresden when Marty and Elaine took their nights off. She remembers Marty inviting people to hang out in his office between sets. That was his code word for standing around the hood of this late-model Cadillac in the parking lot behind the Dresden, she said. He'd return to the piano bar and sing Sinatra tunes without missing a beat. Then he'd bring singers up, like myself, to croon. He was incredibly generous with all of the amateurs. I feel like the piano bar scene has officially died with the loss of Marty Roberts. But it's Los Angeles, where things do not die because we do not want them to. Where on Hollywood Boulevard each morning, they wheel out a life-size statue of Marilyn Monroe, and where a longtime friend yesterday showed how Marty might stay part of the terra firma, how we will see each other at the Dresden still. And I included a tweet here in the over on palomamedia.com. It's my friend Larry Karasuski. You might know him. He's a pretty famous director. And he wrote, Marty and Elaine are true Los Angeles icons. There should be statues of them at LAX. He will be missed. See you at the Dresden, which I thought was kind of a fitting thought because we are still going to go back to the Dresden. I wanted to include here a little bit of a little soundtrack of Marty and Elaine playing. But I got to tell you guys, it's this, it's a lounge. There's a big rock wall. It's always loud with people talking. And even though you can't smoke in bars anymore, it's the kind of place that should be filled with smoke. And they're just doing their thing over there, singing the Bee Gees Staying Alive and Frank Sinatra. And I got to tell you, you really can't hear any of them. You can just kind of hear the scene. But if you go over to the article, which I'll include a link here, you can kind of check it out. And if you are in Los Angeles, guys, go check out the Dresden Room if you haven't. But come on, I know you guys probably have, because it's really one of the best bars in LA. Okay, thanks, guys. See you soon.